You're listening to Drop of Inspiration, a Young Living podcast. Join me for leadership lessons, conversations with Young Living influencers, and an inside perspective on our company. I'm your host, Celeste Rosenloff. Welcome back to Drop of Inspiration. So today we are talking about meditation. And sometimes when we talk about this, we might think of Buddhist monks meditating in the Himalayas or yoga instructors teaching their classes new yoga poses. And although these are definitely forms of meditation, it isn't necessary to travel, you know, halfway across the world or attend a yoga class to learn how to meditate. It also isn't necessary to have a perfect setting, and your mind doesn't have to be completely empty in order to have a good, meaningful meditation. That has been a big hurdle for me to overcome, is to know that I can just be and I don't have to empty my brain, because that is impossible for me. So we have Ed Daly here with us, Young Living's global trainer and a registered nurse, to talk to us about some of the benefits of meditation and how really anyone can do it. Then he's going to walk us through a 5-minute guided meditation that you can do anywhere. So stick around for that and put your meditation skills to the test and see how easy it really can be. Hi, Ed. Welcome back to the podcast.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
So today we're talking about meditation, and I wanted to give sort of a primer to our listeners. So meditation has been around for a very long time, but in recent years, it seems like it's seen a surge in popularity. And why is that? What makes meditation so appealing?
I think we're living in a very fast-paced society today, and I think people are looking for a release valve or an answer to the struggles and the stress that a lot of people are feeling due to many reasons, jobs, families, expectations from cultures. And I think meditation is really one of the ways that people are finding that quiet time and the ability to get the stress relief that they're looking for.
Yeah. So with that, what are some of the benefits of meditation? You touched on them a little bit, but let's explore that a little bit more.
There's many. It's actually one of the most researched things out there. People lowering blood pressure, having more compassion, feeling more relaxed, sleeping better. Some studies link it to weight loss, more happiness. I mean, I'm not sure if there's anybody listening, but I'm sure we'd all want a little bit more happiness in our lifetime.
Definitely.
I mean, there's literally, if you went on a webpage, you could actually find over 100 physical and physiological benefits, and we could probably spend all day talking about those. I actually encourage people to look at what it is they're looking for from meditation practice and then just, you know, finding time each day to do that.
Yeah. I know for me, it helps me. I feel more patient on the days that I meditate, and I feel more calm within and centered within myself. And I'm curious how you got started. You know, what were your motivations? What drew you to it?
Well, I've been practicing yoga for over 20 years, and I came through the yoga classroom doing the physical postures at first. And then over time, my practice became more refined. And so my teachers were, oh, do you have a daily breathing or pranayama practice? And, you know, then I started to add that and seeing the value in that. I felt the value of the physical body benefiting from the constant movement I was doing every day. And you go from this sort of gross level of things like, you know, moving the body and then observing breathing into this very refined level, which is meditation, and just finding the time and the space and creating it, actually removing something from your life that's not working and replacing it with something that will work so you can be more focused. And it was just a natural evolution for me, and it is the one thing, one of many things that I don't miss on a daily basis. It's just as important as taking a shower, brushing my teeth, combing my hair, eating good food. It's an essential part of my lifestyle.
Yeah. I think as Westerners, we have this, you know, really specific view of who practices meditation and what that looks like, but who can practice and what does it look like?
Anyone, anywhere, anytime. So let me give you an example. I think we have this misperception, and that's what I call it, or an image in our mind of, you know, the person with a very long cloth over their shoulders and might have long hair, and they're sitting in a cross-legged position with their hands in a certain position in a cave. And, you know, you can meditate on a plane. You can sit in nature. You can sit in your chair at work. You can do it in Grand Central Station. And that's the thing that I'm really encouraging people people to do is just finding the time. So, you know, if you work at a desk all day, you know, taking 5 minutes every hour of your day, that would be 40 minutes that you would meditate. And just sitting quietly, maybe putting some earplugs in, feeling your feet on the ground, you know, feeling the length of your spine, and just maybe even inhaling essential oil to go along with that to have a specific response.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What are the basics of meditation? Like, what do you need to know before you start your practice?
Well, I tell people, like, either sit in a chair or sit on the floor. That's really the first thing. You know, some meditation practices are very specific to form, you know, lengthen your spine. Some, like transcendental meditation, they don't care about it. Really, the only key element is your ability to observe what is happening. So I often just encourage people to, you know, observe in the inhalation and exhalation as it comes in and leaves your nostrils. I ask people to observe different parts of their body, giving the mind sort of food for observation. So, and then the next thing you know, you've been there 20 minutes and you reap the benefits of that.
Yeah. Now, how can essential oils complement your practice?
The beautiful thing about Young Living essential oils is that besides their quality, is that they have the ability to draw me into the present moment. So I could have the craziest day. I could be traveling from Singapore to the U.S. and be, you know, sort of increased stress levels. But when I stop and I smell an essential oil, the smell and the aroma just really draw me into what is happening right then. And the chatter of the mind sort of stops. And we have this misperception too that, you know, my mind has to stop thinking. Well, that never stops thinking, but I get a brief reprieve from smelling the aroma for maybe 10, 15, 20 seconds. And you do that in a 5 minute practice and it just keeps drawing you back in. And then the next thing you know, you're finished, you feel a little bit more relaxed and you're ready to go about your day.
Yeah, great. So Ed has actually offered to lead us in a 5 minute guided meditation now that we kind of understand the benefits and how we can set up our practices and knowing that we each can have our own unique practice. So we're going to let him jump into that.
Awesome. So I'd like you to find a comfortable seat on the floor if that's comfortable for you. If not, then just feel free to sit in a chair. Place your feet firmly on the ground and grab a bottle of your favorite essential oil that you'd like to use today. And then go ahead and open the bottle. And from there, place a drop on your left hand. You can put your bottle back down on wherever it's out of the way. And then just rub your hands together. And then bring your hands to your face, creating what we call the scent tent. And go ahead and close your eyes. And first, just start with inhaling the aroma. And maybe you have a Young Living essential oil blend that you're using. Maybe it's just a bottle of lavender. But just begin to observe what you're smelling as you're just taking a nice soft inhalation and a nice soft exhalation. The next thing I'd like you to observe is the length of your spine. You know, many times we sit in a chair and we begin to slouch. And even if you're sitting on the floor, feel like you start to make the spine a little bit taller and a little bit longer. And then lastly, let your attention come to your feet. And if you're seated in the chair, just notice the feet on the ground. If you're sitting comfortably on the ground in a simple cross-legged position, again, just maybe slightly wake the feet up a little bit just by spreading the toes slightly. That's beautiful. And for the next couple of minutes, let's just continue to observe those three things. First, coming back to the scent of the essential oil or the Young Living essential oil blend. Again, noticing what certain aromas are coming to you as you're just taking these nice soft inhalations and these beautiful soft exhalations. Your eyes are soft. The skin on your face is soft. From here, just let your attention come to your spine. Is the spine beautifully long like an Idaho balsam fir tree? and just see, can I slowly just lengthen the spine so that I sit a little bit more upright? And then again, letting your attention come to the feet, just observing the feet on the floor, or just noticing the feet as you sit in a simple cross-legged position on the floor itself. One of the things that happens when we sit quietly is we begin to remove the external noise that we deal with on a day-to-day basis. And so we're honing the mind's attention on three very specific things. And I'm often asked, Ed, is the object of meditation to stop all thought? No, your mind will always continue to think of things, and just notice it. Maybe if your mind drifts away and you're thinking about something different than the smell of the oil or the length of your spine or your feet on the ground, just notice that and then come back again, feeling this beautiful length of your spine. And again, noticing the feet touching the floor. Notice your feet if you're seated on the floor. The odorant molecules from the essential oil or aura blend that you've chosen today are already percolating their way through your system. Your spine is extremely happy because we're not slouching and you're sitting up tall, and the feet are just connecting you to the earth. And just another minute now, just stay steady. And let your attention just come back to smelling the essential oil, feeling the length of your spine, feeling your feet on the earth. From here, just take your hands away from your face now and just put your hands on top of your thighs and just, again, one last time, noticing if there's any remnant of the essential oil in the air around you. Noticing your spine, noticing the feet. Beautiful. And then from here, just very gently open your eyes. And I'll ask each of you that's listening today to just begin your day. And see if you can end your day with 3 to 5 minutes of seated quietly and using an essential oil. It's one of the first things I taught when I started to educate for Young Living, and the benefits have been many by thousands of members from around the world. So come join us in finding a daily practice of this simple and easy meditation. Thank you so much for joining us today. I hope you've enjoyed the podcast, and I look forward to seeing you all very soon.
Okay, I definitely feel more relaxed after that. Thank you, Ed, for helping us to take a short break to center ourselves. It really helps to tackle the day when we have just 5 minutes to feel more grounded. If you enjoyed this episode, have ideas for future episodes, or just want to drop us a note, feel free to email us at podcast@youngliving.com. Also, remember to leave us a review on iTunes. Search Drop of Inspiration on iTunes under Podcasts to publish a review. As always, subscribe on your favorite podcast app or at youngliving.com/podcast. Thanks for listening to Drop of Inspiration today. This episode was produced with help from Ashley Frost. I'm your host, Celeste Rosenloff. Stay inspired.